Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and you are listening to Soul Purpose Central. So thrilled that you're here. I know that there's an aspect of you that's been called here today in part because something in you is longing for information, longing to be awakened to something or to remember something within yourself so that you can benefit and perhaps even pay it forward to other people. And because we have the fabulous Catrice M. Jackson with us. And Catrice and I recently connected. She's an awesome, awesome woman. She's really well known for helping people face their fear in their life and in their career. And she's known across the world as the savvy, sassy, fearless speaker and delicious life designer. She's really inspirational. If you've had a chance to connect with her, you know that. Her messages are very profound, and people just want more and more of her Catriceology, which, Catrice, you know I absolutely love. And, she's very engaging and energizing and very solution-focused. So so glad that you could all be on the call with us as Catrice shares her wisdom. She's a really, really awesome woman and has really mastered the art of fear-free living. She's an international speaker, she's a fearless living life coach consultant, and she's the author of some very wonderful material. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you all to Catrice M. Jackson. Welcome, Catrice.
Hi, Jennifer. Glad to be here today.
I'm glad that you're here. So we had been chatting a while back, and I'd also been on your radio show as well. And just so impressed with how you show up in the world and how you inspire people, and particularly women, to get out of their own way so that they can live their life. We only, you know, we came here for a reason. We came here to live our full path, and you're the conduit to help people, you know, get inspired to see the truth of who they really are and move forward in their life. So I know your background, but not everyone knows your background. So can you share a little bit about how you ended up on this path to where you are now?
Absolutely. Well, I just want to say thank you again for allowing me to be on your show today. It's certainly a pleasure. And, you know, I talk about being on this, 15-year journey of my life. But I guess when I actually think about it, of course, we've been on the journey all along. But I say 15 years because I believe that's when I really became conscious of who I am and what I'm here to do and why I exist. And I can talk real briefly about the opportunity that I had for the first time to really serve people. And it was when I had the opportunity to become a certified domestic violence sexual assault counselor. Well, back in the 90s, and before that I was kind of just working jobs and, you know, working jobs to make money, and realized that when I got this opportunity that there really was something more to work and that there really was something more to my purpose for being in this world. And so, you know, people oftentimes think about that kind of work as being hard and heavy and dark. And yes, absolutely, there's moments when it feels that way, but I'm just very grateful to have had the opportunity to really get in touch with the music in my heart, what I'm called to do, and, you know, at the end of the day, I'm really just a servant, a grateful servant, to be obedient to Source and God, to just step into what I'm designed to do and to do it in a way that's uniquely my own. So that really was the beginning of me becoming awakened, if you will, to the fact that, you know, there's more to life than just waking up and going to work. And so my path over the last 15 years has really given me more opportunities to be in those places and spaces of serving and working with folks who were in desperate need of help and hope and light. And so I just really believe that I'm naturally called and created to serve, to heal, to inspire. And 3 years ago, I finally decided that I was going to live fearless. And I stepped out on faith to start my full-time passion that I was previously working part-time because I was too afraid to leave my job and leave the money that was coming in weekly. And so I stepped out in 2008 to start Catriceology Enterprises, which is a international movement to help women live fearlessly delicious.
Love it. Before we talk more about that, because you and I have similar backgrounds, I'd like to go back to when you were working in domestic violence. And because you and I have talked about this, and some listeners may know this and some may not, that I worked in child welfare for many years. And there's a real value, like, you can go to school, you know, till the cows come home. But when you work in environments like that, you get a PhD in psychology that's far more valuable than any piece of paper that could hang on your wall. And I know for me, I know how that benefited me and therefore how I was able to pay that forward with the people that I work with, because I heard so many different stories. I saw so many things. I was a forensic interviewer and a forensic investigator, and it's so many ranges that I played in that role. And at this point in my journey, anyone can come to me and say anything, and my jaw does not drop. There's nothing that fazes me. It's just been such a huge, valuable gift. And when you were talking before about the gift of working in that environment, even though other people might say, what do you mean that's a gift? You're working in such a heavy topic. How is domestic violence a gift? How has that training in that field prepared you for where you are now?
Well, you know, it's funny. You said a couple of things that really resonated with me. And one, you talked about the PhD in psychology, and I'm actually working on my dissertation in psychology. but it compares nothing to the life experiences that I've had. And when I talk about working with the downtrodden, the disenfranchised, to include, you know, survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, I've also had the opportunity, and I really do believe it's an opportunity because it's changed me. It's changed my path. It's changed who I am. It changed how I think. But I've had the opportunity to work with perpetrators of sexual assault and domestic violence, prostitution, drugs and alcohol, severely mentally ill people. I mean, when you said that when anyone sits in your chair, your jaw doesn't drop, I feel like it's the same for me. Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity to go in some very dark places and still be able to see humanity and still see mm-hmm. spirit and source, and go in and work with those folks and be with them in a way that didn't make them feel like I was above them. And so it was an honor, and I'm very grateful to have had those experiences, because not only have those experiences helped me be more grateful for what I have or have not experienced, it's allowed me to see that no matter where you are, you know, in this strata of life, if you will, you know, that we're all people and we all deserve love and we all are looking and longing for some of the same things. So I believe that it really has shifted who I am from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And I'm just totally grateful for those experiences. And they really have prepared me to be able to speak to and reach any woman who happens to cross my path.
Mm-hmm. I love how you said that you can see humanity in all situations. That's so essential. The last thing we need as people, and the last thing we should be doing as practitioners, coaches, counselors, whatever, is either being shamed by our practitioners or shaming the people that we're working with. There's enough shame to go around, certainly when there's a power or a perpetrator-victim dynamic, there's so much shame in that dynamic, we don't need to add to it. And how reassuring is it that if people choose to work with you, and we're going to tell them how they can work with you in a minute, that what a gift, right? I can come to you and I can tell you anything I want, and I can really just heal, right? Because I can be totally open. I don't have to hold back. I can speak my truth. I can tell all the details of what's happened to me. And you're going to sit there and say, great, let's move through this. I'm not judging you. I'm not shaming you. I'm not guilting you. Let's just talk about what's happened for you, and let's figure out how to move forward. What a gift.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And, you know, I've laughed and I've joked sometimes, and I've talked with other healing counselor coaching friends about this natural magnetism, if you will. I think that that's why I know it's a gift, and it's so much bigger than myself, that there's almost the sign, the neon sign over my head that says, you know, I can come talk to me. I will not judge you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people think that that's a gift and a curse, but I absolutely believe that it's a gift. And I have the ability to sit with people in any situation, in any mindset, in any place that they may be in their life, and really just be able to be with them and not necessarily do anything spectacular, but just be able to be in their place and meet them where they are instead of trying to take them where I want them to be. And so I just really appreciate the opportunity to be able to be in those places and spaces with people.
Mm-hmm. And that's true empowerment, to meet people where they're at and to say, where do you want to go and how might I be able to support you in getting there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, before we go any further, I want to just give people your website really quickly, www.catriceology.com. So that's CatriceOlogy.com. That's how people can learn more about what's going on for you. And before we break, I want to just let people know, and I wasn't aware that you did this, that you have a really special gift for everyone, special free gift, which we're going to announce later on because, of course, we want to build some hype around this free gift, right, Catrice?
Yes.
But it is something that's really exciting to be giving away to you as a listener, so I would encourage you to stay on the line while we continue to chat with Catrice. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to chat more with Catrice M. Jackson of Catriceology. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence.
Your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and you are tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. Today we have a very special guest, Catrice M. Jackson of CatriceYology.com, and we're chatting about fear-free living, which she just happens to be a very gifted expert at. So if you're just tuning in, that's what we're speaking about today. Before the break, we were talking about your path, Catrice, and how you got to where you are now. We were chatting a little bit about our experience, and so here you are now, 2008, you started your business full-time, living on purpose, and you're teaching people how to live free of fear. So how do you do that? What's your
purpose? Well, you know what? Part of how that happened is that, you know, I am not immune to fear myself, and that's one of the things that I make sure I'm very clear about when I share with people this philosophy of living, is that in every moment and every day, I too am facing my fears, and I'm doing what I tell people to do. I'm doing it afraid, and so, you know, I may not have all the answers. I may not know exactly where I'm going. And I'm really staying focused on being led by that voice inside and by divine guidance. And so sometimes that can be uncertain if you're not sure where you're going. And so it does take a lot of faith to take those steps in the dark. And so one of the big pieces of mastering the art of fear-free living is really being able to be courageous enough to do it afraid, meaning it is whatever it is that you desire to do. If that's to write a book, if that's to leave your full-time job and start a business, you know, whatever it is, that's that deep desire for you. And so when I talk about mastering the art of fear-free living, it's different for each person. You know, the philosophy's the same, the tools are the same, but the way people will show up in their own lives and conquer and face their fears will be different. And so the art of fear-free living is really about, first of all, bringing all your fears to the forefront, you know, getting them off the back burner, setting them before you so that you can see exactly what it is that you are afraid of, because oftentimes those fears are unconscious, and even though they're unconscious and we're not always aware of them, they still can keep us stuck. So one of the first steps is I really have people just pour out everything that they're consciously afraid of and kind of just create this inventory to be able to see what may be blocking their blessings or detouring their destiny. And once we identify what those fears are, then we begin to demystify them. Because as you may know, Jennifer, oftentimes we blow those fears out of proportion and, you know,
no,
bigger than what they really are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 7-step, 6-week process where I walk people through individual coaching, group coaching, plus they get 6 weeks of audio, video, telecoaching to help them step by step go through to crush those fears, to identify them, to bring them out, and to really just take the power out of them.
Mm. How do people learn more about that?
You can find more information about the Art of Fear-Free Living on the website that you gave earlier, which is www.catriceology.com. And again, it's the Art of Fear-Free Living. When you click on the special offers page, you'll see all of the information that you need about this wonderful 6-week course.
Wonderful. And you're so right. We can't deal with what we don't acknowledge. And once we see it on paper, a lot of times we read it and think, oh, my goodness, what was I thinking? That's not a big deal.
Right.
I can handle that.
Right.
We look fear in the face and say, listen up, buddy. You're not going to have control over me. Let me put you in your place. I'm actually the one in control here. And I'm going to decide who's, you know, steering this ship, if that's the right word. What do you do when you're navigating a ship?
Right.
And just take control, right? Take your power back, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And so often we're afraid of facing our fear because we expect it's a big green monster or something.
That's right. Well, and it's funny that you said that because one of the pivotal exercises in the program is to really, after you make this list, identify what your top three fears are and
mm-hmm.
then do the exercise that I call what is the worst that could happen. And every single time that I have people do that, they come back to me and they say, you know what, this was ridiculous. I can't believe I catastrophized these fears as big as I did.
Mm.
And I have more to lose by not facing these fears than I do by facing them. And so they can see in black and white that it's almost ridiculous to not face the fear.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. I'm sure there's trends in what we tend to be afraid of. What would you say are, let's say, the top three fears that all people have in common?
Well, you know what, I think there's some of the obvious ones, and they, you know, the trends shift a little bit, but I would say for the most part, fear of failure,
mm-hmm.
fear of success,
mm-hmm.
and fear of what are other people going to say, do, or not. If I decide to step out boldly and shine like I know I'm supposed to, and, it, you know, more than likely it's a combination of all three through different phases.
Yeah. Let's talk about this for a minute. Let's talk about the fear of failure and the fear of success, because they're different, but they're kind of the same thing. And some people say, well, how can I be, like, they might think fear of failure sounds much more obvious than fear of success. What can you add about those two fears?
Well, you know what? I think you're right. When you talk about having the fear of failure, you know, it's really about that person feeling as though, you know, they're not going to add up or they're not going to be able to achieve this big goal. And I think it's easier for people to accept I'm afraid to fail than it is to think I'm afraid of success, because, my goodness, who doesn't want success? Who doesn't want to have this shine? Who doesn't want to make a great impact in the world? And I can honestly be pretty transparent about that. When I first started out, oh, I'm not afraid of success. I want it. I got it. I need it. I deserve it, you know. I was telling myself all of those things, and then I would have moments when I would be doing a speaking engagement or doing a workshop or something like that, and people would come up to me afterwards, and they would almost give me this celebrity treatment, like, oh, my gosh, Catrice, you were great, and, you know, I've had people come up to me after speaking engagements and cry and pour out their heart. And me, the giver, who's just a woman who really believes I'm just, you know, sharing my gift and doing what I'm supposed to do, inside is I'm having this little cringe going on to say, stop it. You know, don't do that. I'm just Catrice. I'm not Oprah Winfrey, you know. you don't have to do that. And so that gave me the inclination that there was even a piece of me that may have some fears of success, because when you become successful and when you show up in this light and shine, there's a whole nother set of responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
a whole nother way that you, quote-unquote, should be. And, you know, are you going to lose your old friends because now you're successful? You know, there's a lot of fear that comes with being successful. So I think if people
mm-hmm.
really sit down and look at it, they might find that they, too, are having some fears of success.
Mm-hmm. Such a great point. And when you were talking about fear of success and the things that come along with that, what advice in, you know, a sentence or a word or whatever could you give to people that are really on the cusp? Like, they're just really yearning it. They're about to step out. All they need to do is take one more step and they're there. What would you say to them?
You know what? I'll say what I have said to myself and what I'm implementing with myself and some other folks that I'm coaching is that we are supposed to live a life that's full and abundant and prosperous and joyful. And if we can embrace the idea that it's okay for us to be successfully blessed, because it then allows us to bless other people. And so if we take it off of us and get back to, if I reach this place, just imagine what I can do for people across the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think
wonderful.
That helps people shift the focus.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, about fear, I know this for myself and when I coach people, in their businesses or even in other life decisions, fear doesn't go away. There's no remedy to make fear go away permanently. People try to. They maybe use drugs or they get into some other addictive stuff or whatever, convincing themselves that fear is going to go away. It's not that fear is going to go away, because every time we up-level, there's a new fear that comes, because there's another unknown territory that we're getting used to. It's about how to manage the fear. It's about how to look at it realistically and deciding how much power we're going to give it. So as we keep practicing this, we get better and better at it. So fear has less and less of a hold on us. But it will appear every once in a while. We just know how to deal with it and how to call it out and say, listen, you're not going to have control over me.
Mm.
You probably noticed that in your coaching as well.
I would agree with you 100%. And that's when I talk about living fearless and living fear-free, you know, that's why I make it very clear. You know, you're always going to have fear, but when you put these tools in your tool belt and you live more awakened and more intentional, you can then move through those fears more quickly. Because, again, I have fears myself, and because I implement these things, I'm able to move faster and with more ease and grace through those fears. So I would agree that fear will always be there. And the way I look at it is that what we can do when we master the art of fear-free living is there's a voice that's going to be there all the time. You know, some people call it the inner critic. Some people call it monkey mind. And so what I try to do is really help people learn how to decrease the frequency of the voice, the duration of the voice, and the intensity of the voice. Because you're right, it will be there. But it doesn't have to chatter in our brains, you know, like a loudspeaker, and it doesn't have to chatter every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I really try to help folks reduce the frequency, the intensity, and the duration of that inner critic so that we can move through life with more ease and grace.
Great. Well, let's pause here and let people simmer with this thought while we take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk even more about how to face your fears and move beyond them so that you can live the life that you're here to live. So we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in, causing ill health, and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and you are listening to Soul Purpose Central. And if you're just joining us, we are talking with the wonderful, fabulous Catrice M. Jackson today, who is a fearless living expert and the author of many fabulous books, including one that we haven't chatted about yet, Catrice, which is your book on called Soul Eruption. So what is this book about, and what is Soul Eruption? Because that's a pretty juicy title.
Yeah, I know. When people say Soul Eruption, you know, they get this visual in mind. And I just wanted to, you know, talk just briefly about Soul Eruption. And it really is a book that's designed to help anyone take what I call an amazing journey of self-discovery. And oftentimes we're often looking outside of ourselves for the answers. And I believe that you and I can agree on this, that everything we need we already have, and that the answers that we need and seek are within us. And so the book is really a guide. It's full of inspirational nuggets to really help people take an intimate journey inward so that they can really discover that voice inside and all the gifts and jewels that really live within them already. And briefly, you know, what is a soul eruption? Well, it's that moment in time where everything becomes crystal clear, where you know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, who you are and why you exist. And the reason I call it a soul eruption is because, you know, it's kind of like this bubbling over of self. Again, everything that you need and desire is already in you, but it's kind of lying dormant until you're courageous enough to do the work from the inside out and open yourself up. And so I had a soul eruption in 2007, which was really the launch board, if you will, to me finally stepping out to live my purpose. And it was a moment, a medical moment, where I had to ask myself, are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you doing what you've been called to do? Are you listening to what your soul's saying? And all of those had the answer of no. Mm. And so I decided that in that moment I was going to live life on purpose, step out on faith, and all the answers that I had been seeking just started to bubble up. Long story short, that's my translation of a soul eruption. When you answer the call, you listen to your soul, and you really step into who you are and why you're here. And so it's a great book to help people who are still trying to figure out their purpose and still trying to figure out what is their journey. And so just real excited about Soul Eruption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a book that everyone can benefit from, because I can't think of anyone who doesn't want to know more about their purpose, and especially when even when people know their purpose or feel they know their purpose, we're always wanting to go deeper and deeper into our purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you also have another book that I know you wanted to chat about today. So can you share with folks what that is?
Sure. And, you know, I'm very excited about this book as well. And it's been dedicated, and it really was written partly as a memoir, if you will, to my late grandmother who passed away in February of this year. And I tell you, you know, sometimes my mom and I are out and about, and we're quite different. And people would say, you know, you guys are different. And so I realized that between my aunt, who also passed away many years ago, and my grandmother, that that's exactly where I get my savvy sassy from. My grandmother was one of the savviest, sassiest women I knew, and she was always going to let you know how she felt. And when you talk about speaking your truth and honoring your truth, she absolutely did that. And so the book is dedicated to her, and it's called Delicious, The Savvy Woman's Guide to Living a Sweet, Sassy, and Satisfied Life. And this book in particular is really about helping women really learn how to love themselves from the inside out, how to identify what I call their juicy goodness, which is your gift, your purpose, your shine, and how to really just step into that juicy goodness, embrace it, and, you know, I say sprinkle it all over the world. And when we were talking about earlier about being blessed to be a blessing, when you finally become a delicious woman and you show up and show out, you get to bless the lives of other people. You know, and I think that, you know, Marian Williamson said it best, you know, that we need to be shining so that we can teach other people how to shine and help them become liberated. And so Delicious is a book like that. It really is about helping women discover their greatness, discover their shine, so that they can show up in the world and show out.
Wonderful. So how can other people, how can other women begin to live deliciously, as you would put it?
Well, you know what? One of the first things that I talk about in the book is very similar to that of Soul Eruption, and it's really just, you know, getting to the source, you know, taking that journey inward again, and doing what I call a soul pantry cleanse, meaning that, you know, there's things going on in your life, in your mind, in your heart, and in your spirit that are not serving you well at this time. So what are those things, and how do you, you know, what do you need to do to get those out of your soul pantry, if you will? And then really, you know, helping women examine themselves in a way that says, you know, what are the great ingredients about me? What is already good that I can take and use to create my own personal recipe for living a delicious life? And, you know, there's many ways that we define success, and so there's many ways that we, each woman will define her own deliciousness. One of the special offers that I'll be talking about a little later is one of my favorite chapters in the book. It's Tell the Little Princess to Take a Hike. because that little catty girl inside of us will keep us stuck. She'll break down our connections, she'll keep us egotistical, and therefore keep us stuck in place. And so I talk about getting that little girl out of the way so the full-grown woman inside of you can really reign in your life. And it's really, again, about, it's a book about helping women totally step into their power, honor their truth, speak their truth, and just show up in the world with no regrets, no masks, and just love their life.
Wonderful. So, you know, you've talked a lot about purpose, and the show is called Soul Purpose Central for a reason, because it's just such a critical question for so many people. What's the one thing, of all the things you've seen over the years with different people you've met and coached and so on, that people need to release in order to really fully step into their purpose?
Oh, gosh, there's so many.
I threw a doozy at you. You're welcome.
Well, and I'm sure you probably know already that's a pretty loaded question, and maybe you've gotten that one yourself. But, you know, we do a lot of conversation around, you know, changing your mindset and the limiting beliefs that you have within you that sometimes will keep you stuck. But I have to believe that there's even something deeper than that. And it's something that's in your spirit, traces of old things and traces of bad experiences. And so I would almost say that when you can fully step into your purpose, you are also steadily on a journey of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say, you know, mastering self-love or beginning a journey of self-love, and that means forgiving yourself for the mistakes that you made or the things that you allowed to happen in your life. Because if you don't forgive yourself, then what you're going to do is you're going to have thoughts about it, you're going to have feelings about it, and that's going to create that, you know, kind of negative mindset. So I would almost say the number one thing is to really begin a journey of really, really loving yourself from the inside out, you know, from your flaws to your limitations to your strengths, from everything. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's what delicious is all about, is just accepting yourself for who you are and not asking for people to, you know, want you to change, and just being who you are in your own authentic skin and just really loving who you are no matter what. And so I would say self-love is probably the best thing that people can start doing. To really allow their purpose to come through.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, too, you're saying that we need to give ourselves permission to have a delicious life in spite of how things may have gone down in the past.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
well, I know that you have a special offer for people, and we're going to chat about that after the break because we want to just keep building the suspense, right?
Absolutely.
So Catrice has a very special offer for you today. It's very exciting. It's going to fully serve you on your journey and give you a taste of how to really get more in touch with your purpose so that you can move from your purpose being in your head to actually moving it forward in your life. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Catrice and hear about the special gift that she has for all of you that are listening today. So we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND.
visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in for the last part of our show. If you're just tuning in now, I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and we've been chatting throughout this show with Catrice M. Jackson of www.catriceology.com. And before the break, we were chatting about what's the biggest thing that holds people back, basically, and how can we move through the fear. And no, it's a complex topic, right, Catrice?
Yes, indeed.
It's not something that can be solved. If we want to get really, really deep and go really spiritual, you know, there's cellular stuff that holds us back. There's genetic programming and societal programming and parental patterning we get in schools, and a whole host of other, let's say, influences that keep us in a place of fear and keep us in the belief that we can't move forward. One thing I want to add to this is that so much of why our purpose is because we're trying to figure it out in our three-dimensional brain, that somehow we have the penthouse view of how it's all supposed to go down. And the sooner we can get out of the way and trust that the universe, source, God, creator, whatever your language is taking care of the how, and all we need to do is take care of the why and the what. You know, why am I here? And what I'm being asked to share with the world, the planet, and so on, it makes it a whole lot easier to live a purpose-filled life. So I know that you have a very special offer, and now seems like the time to announce that. So would you care to share with listeners what you're off today?
Sure. I would love to offer to your listeners today an appetizer, if you will, of delicious Savvy Woman's Guide, Living a Sweet, Sassy, and Satisfied Life. And, you know, it's part of my purpose and my mission to really help women across the globe know that they deserve to live a delicious life. And I believe that every woman deserves that. And so today I'd like to offer two very important downloads of two chapters that I think can really help women get started on that delicious life journey. And so if you would love to have the two free chapters of Delicious, The Savvy Woman's Guide to Living a Sweet, Sassy, and Satisfied Life, you can go to this website, which is www.catricemjackson.com. And when you click on the Delicious book page, you will find two chapters. One, chapter 11, Tell the Little Princess to Take a Hike, which I talked about earlier. This chapter will really help you get yourself out of the way so that you can begin to feel like you deserve and create that delicious life. And the other chapter is Show Up and Show Out. And I think we touched on that as well, that we all have a gift and a light that we are supposed to share in the world. And when you show up and show out, what that means is that you fully have stepped into your power and you are not afraid to show up and shine your light. And so I hope that you will go to www.catricemjackson.com and download these two free chapters to help you start creating your own recipe for your delicious life.
If they want to get the full book, Catrice, because you mentioned that before, plus The Art of Fear-Free Living, which is a six-week audio-video course, how can they get that?
When you are on the Catrice M. Jackson website, you can also purchase the full book there for $24.39, and it's all on the same page that you go to get those two free chapters. So I hope that you enjoy the appetizer so much that you savor the flavor of the whole book. And if you're interested in Mastering the Art of Fear-Free Living, the six-week audio-video telecourse, you can find that on that website as well, but in particular on www.catriceology.com. And most of my sites are all linked together, so one way or the other, you'll be able to find both of those on those websites.
Wonderful. Thank you. It's been such a joy to have you on today. I feel like we could just chat forever. So, and I know that people listening have really received some sort of nugget, some sort of wonderful, tasty treat away, if not several, to apply in their own life right away. And we've shared with people how they can learn more about you. So I want to thank you for taking the time to share today and to impart your wisdom. And before we wrap up for the day, folks, I just want to let you know, because this is Soul Purpose Central, and many of you know that I teach Akashic Records. I have a certification program. And I have been called to turn this into an online virtual program so that all of you who are listening internationally can get access to something that I've been teaching for a very long time. And part of the reason why I'm teaching this is because it's just the way my schedule is. I just can't be teaching this in person anymore. I'm deferring to other teachers to teach self-study how to open your own records in person. So this is going to be one of the last times that you can train with me personally. And in order to share more with you about what this program is, I'm offering a free preview call, which is basically going to be more about what the Akashic Records are, what this four-part teletraining is, and the bonus that I have for you in this really special, amazing price. So even if you can't be on the call live, but I would recommend you would be, because there's a special bonus, the call is Monday, November 15th. If you go to www.souljourneys.ca, you'll see the event there. You can click on that, register, claim your seat. The seats are filling up really, really quickly, which I'm not surprised. You can learn more about what's going on and make an informed decision from there. So I want to extend that invitation out to you. And from now until then, I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and I look forward to connecting with you next week with our special guest, Nicole Lanning, who's able to join us again, and she's going to be talking about the power of crystals and so on. So I hope you can join us next week. Wishing you a wonderful day. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Control with internationally acclaimed radio Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.